Well, welcome to ordinary time. It's exciting, isn't it? Seems like an odd name for a liturgical season, but it's really just how the church describes the time of year that is not part of one of our special seasons, right? It was not Advent or Christmas. It's not Lent or Easter. It's ordinary time. Ordinary sounds kind of bleh. Right? What is that? It's boring. When we say ordinary, it usually means, well, nothing special. Now, really, for the church, it's just a way of counting. I think it comes from the word ordinal, and it's the counting of the weeks. And not to be something not special. Ordinary is what we think of when it's playoff season in football and the Washington football team is not playing. That's just to be expected. It's ordinary. Nothing unusual there. This is what the bishops... it's funny, but it's so sad, isn't it? Yeah. We're just looking for mediocrity in a football team and haven't even gotten there yet, really. The bishops say this, ordinary time is a time for growth and maturation, a time in which the mystery of Christ is called to penetrate ever more deeply. This is a time of conversion. This is living the life of Christ. It's like you can't get away from this. It's ordinary time is a time for conversion, right? It's not just for Lent and Advent, which are penitential seasons, and we particularly call that to mind. It's because that is part of an ordinary Christian life, right? Constant conversion, constantly recognizing we are not yet the men and women that God has called us to be. We don't fully love God with all our heart. Right? And all our strength. We try. Sometimes we do better than others. But it's like all Christian life. Ordinary time is a time of conversion. And when we really think about it, you know, an ordinary Christian life is really, it's rather extraordinary. Especially in today's world, where we do not see it commonly lived. Ordinary Christian life is an extraordinary life. It's out of the ordinary. And what we read in the scriptures today and really throughout ordinary time, it may be familiar to us, but it's probably not the way we would normally use the term ordinary. The gospel, John the Baptist points to Jesus and he says, "Look there, that's the Lamb of God." Whoa. They, listeners, knew what he meant. They knew that he was saying, you know, the Lamb of God is the offering made in the temple to bring about reconciliation and liberation. It calls to mind the chosen people's departure from Exodus, departure from Egypt, their Exodus and their freedom from slavery. John says, after me comes one who existed before me. And he testifies, I saw the Spirit come down like a dove and remain upon him. Whew. Now, you ask me, I'd say it's pretty extraordinary stuff there. Pretty extraordinary proclamation that John is making. And yet, in another sense, it is really rather ordinary, because this is what John's whole life was. It's what he did every day, was point to Jesus. It's not me. I'm not the one. And he's always pointing to Jesus. Isn't that really what each of us is called to do? To live lives that point to Jesus. An ordinary Christian life should point others to Christ. It should mean we're pointing that way ourselves, That's the direction we're headed, and others will see that. So like Isaiah, we're called to be a light to the nations. Okay, maybe a light to the campus, a light to your family, a light to your office, the places where you work, but to be a light, to be the light of Christ. Ordinary Christian life points to Christ by the way we live our lives, by the values we hold, by the choices we make, the things we do and the things that we don't do. I tell you, I'm telling students, applies for all of us really, but you know, just not using foul language, it shines a light. People will notice because it's so common, right? It's so easy to slip into whatever language is commonly used. By not using that language, people will notice. People will notice. There'll be something like, what's different? An easy way not an easy way. It can be a hard way. But without pushing our faith on anyone, a way to strive to let Christ's light shine. Bishop Burbage put it this way this morning. He said, we are a light. We do so by celebrating and protecting the gift of life, by consistently practicing and sharing our faith, and responding generously to those in need. St. Paul tells us, as he begins his letter to the Corinthians, we heard that ordinary Christian living means to be holy. That's what it means to be a Christian, really. He says we're called to be holy. And he's writing to the whole church, right? Not a select few, not just to the leadership. We tend to think of it as, you know, well, that's the saints. The saints were holy. It's what we're all called to. We're all called to holiness. That is so much more than being nice or being tolerant or, you know, doing the right thing, being a pretty good person. Those are fine, but they're not distinctively Christian. They're not what define holiness. To be holy is to let God really be at the center of our lives, right? To love him with all our heart and all our soul and all our strength. And let our relationship with him guide everything else that we do. So that nothing that we do is apart from God. Nothing even keeps God at a distance. It's with God at the center. Call to holiness is really, nothing more than the call to become the best version of ourselves, to become the men and women that God is calling us to be, united with him. And none of us have arrived yet. That's why there's the constant need of conversion, the constant need of turning to God, the constant need of seeking his forgiveness, of asking for his guidance and his strength. And the more that we are able to do that day to day, consistently, living that way day in and day out, the more we will experience how extraordinary an ordinary Christian life can be.